I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
It was all gone.
Of course, my alarm goes off. Welcome back to another awesome episode of Behind the Anvil. We're your host, George Truly. Today we have Eric Ranks. Sorry, I murdered you. I murdered everybody's last name here, so don't feel bad. 22 Salute. So I'm going to shut up and let Eric take it from here. Go ahead, Eric.
You know, Michael, I appreciate you having me on your show today. I'm a super, super big fan and supporter of, you know, what you do with your knives, and also the customization that can be done within those is super, yes, super cool. So just super honored to have, you know, be here on your show.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. I know we've been bugging each other for about since I started this, so we finally cornered you. So, but tell us what you're doing and everything else, and what we can do to help 22 Salute and your mission.
So what I'm doing, so 22 Salute is a social enterprise. It was created to fund nonprofit programs for veteran and first responder mental health and suicide prevention. And it's a spirits and coffee brand. It is the first, it's the first spirits company to put the suicide crisis line on the back of all of our bottles. We tell a very clear suicide story that we take to retail shelves. Most people try to avoid having conversations around suicide, where we're bringing that to the forefront and saying, hey, no, let's have these conversations. Like, let's save some lives. You know, there's an average of 40 to 60 suicides every day in the military community. You back out of the military community, first responders is, you know, around 15% higher than the general population. And then if you come out even further, there's a suicide in the just general population every 40 seconds. So, you know, our brand's really created to help reduce that number in all communities. You know, we of course, our primary mission is veteran first responders, but at the end of the day, we want to save lives in all communities, which is why we also partnered with a company called Promise to Live, which is a nonprofit that they focus on suicide prevention in all communities, not just vets and first responders. And so, yeah, we're just very active and out there trying to save lives.
That's awesome. You know, that's kind of one thing I've helped with a few charities is veteran-based charities, because, well, my dad's a veteran, as you know, a lot of you have listened to. And one thing, there's a lot of veterans who picked up knife making throughout the community that's really helped them work out their PTSD and work through their situation, and it helps them focus, taking that negative, with a friend of mine, we take that negative and forge a positive with it. Just real quick, you know, if anybody's listening or have any thoughts, the suicide crisis hotline is now 988. I just want to throw that there. Not only can you call, text, or start a chat with them, as well as online. So I just wanted to throw that out there before I forgot.
Appreciate you doing that.
So, Eric, so what led you to, I know you've said this on other platforms, but for people that are found this and don't know about you, what led you to start 22 Salute and the mission between not only veterans but also first responders and the other avenues that you try to help prevent suicide in?
Well, I mean, it kind of goes all the way back to childhood. You know, if you go back to my childhood, my dad was a veteran. He served in the Army during now my mind just went blank.
Vietnam?
During Vietnam, yeah, I don't know why I don't know why my mom, like, he served in the army during Vietnam, and then he transferred to Air Force after Vietnam. I guess he decided I'm gonna go for the easier life after that. But so as a kid, you know, of course, I grew up on military bases around military all the time, and my dad was a clinical and neurological psychologist, so mental health and military were always a big thing, you know, whenever we'd have family dinners and things like that. You know, I heard conversations around that nonstop, and you know, I was diagnosed at age 5 with leukemia, and you know, that kind of started a journey through my whole life of, you know, different medical, you know, physical and mental issues going through my life. There was more multiple stages in my life that I myself was, you know, tried to take my life, and luckily there was people that ended up showing up and stopping me in that process. And at the time I was pissed, but now I'm happy. You know, the Lord was watching out for me. And you know, then in like 2010, 2011, I started having people that, you know, I personally knew that were coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan with really bad PTSD issues. And I was watching them not getting help, and I didn't understand, like, because of my health issues, I didn't personally serve, but I understood what physical and mental pain was. And so when I saw them not getting help in their life being kind of torn apart, it led me to, in 2012, start a nonprofit called the Veterans Connection. And when I originally founded it, it was to help vets get access to their benefits that were due to them, which is a massive problem even today. You know, that's something that, you know, our, you know, an organization that we're surrounded a lot by right now, Avetcom, for example. You know, that's a big business for them. That Rob Garcia's are working
Yes.
with Kate Monroe. Like today, to still today, it's a massive issue, people getting access to their benefits. So that's what we originally started. And then pandemic happened, and of course everything shut down. And I'm not gonna go down a political road of that, but
That's a rabbit hole. We don't want to
yeah, that's
go.
a rabbit hole. But the world
Just,
shut down.
yep.
You know, kind of like they say, what happened? You know, where were you after 9/11 when the world shut down? Kind of the same thing. The world shut down. And I started wa really paying attention to the mental health and suicide prevention aspects, because I had more time on my hands to do research, where before I was so focused on veteran benefits, cutting through administrative tape, all that kind of crap. And I said, man, wow, these suicide rates just keep going up and up and up. And so I reached out to my board for the nonprofit and said, "Hey, we got to reallocate like our focus and just become a nonprofit, just focus on mental health and suicide prevention, but keep doing veteran benefits, but just plug it as a piece of that." So we did that, and so we created a new 4-pillar focus on the nonprofit, which I don't know if I mentioned, it's called the Veterans Connection.
Yes.
But there's 4 pillars, which is connection, you know, rebuild the brotherhood, sisterhood bond that, you know, people ha had in this when they served, help people not self-isolate. The second one is empower, that focuses on food, housing, childcare. That's where we put veteran benefits, you know, basically your basic needs in your life. And so we figure if we can solve those two, we can get somebody out of fight or flight mode. And then we can start the healing journey. Like, I can't start the healing journey with somebody if they're trying to figure out where to live or how to pay a bill or, you know, or they're isolating and not seeking help, like all those type of things. So that's why we started with those 2 pillars. Then the third one is Align. We do alternative natural mental health solutions like equine therapy, service dogs, EMDR, yoga, tapping, just all kinds of natural things. And then the fourth one is Thrive, and that's vets and first responders giving back to their own community. So the nonprofit was kind of the forefront of it. Then, again, I was seeing these suicide rates really skyrocketing, and I was taking on these 4 pillars, which, if you pull out and really look at it, that's a lot for one nonprofit to take on.
Yes.
And so I started proactively reaching out to other nonprofits and for-profits and said, hey, let's partner together, because here's a whole holistic approach to mental health and saving lives. I need some help because we don't have enough financial resources to do this ourselves. And I started getting pushback from nonprofits, and they kept saying, "Hey, we love what you're doing, but we don't want to partner because we feel like you'll take away donor dollars from us." And me, I was like, "You know what? I don't care who gets the dollars. They can all go to you. Like, I'm reaching out because I'm trying to save a life."
Yeah.
And
And
I
then
got, go ahead.
I kind of strikes me a little off-putting when you say that, because it's like, well, are they more interested in the dollar, or are they actually more interested in helping
Yeah,
somebody?
the nonprofit world's an interesting one.
I'm sure it is. And then we've already seen, not to name anything, but we've seen charities out there and programs that you get really looking at it, and it's like 99% goes to cost and 1% might go to that. So you got to be real picky on where you put your money. And that's one thing I like about 22 Salute here. Getting to know you, God, it's going on 3 years now through our friend, Dr. Robert Garcia, and using my best NPR voice here. We're going to get him on here one of these days. But knowing you and everything else, listening to that, and then I've bought a few bottles of 22 Salute. I need to get that bourbon. Is that even available in Utah yet?
Through special order, but I may have announcement in the next 2 weeks. So
Awesome. I'll make sure we.
hold tight.
I'm holding. I told you earlier, I'm holding the desk.
There we go. So that really infuriated me, because at the end of the day, I just wanted to save lives. And so at that point, I was like, that's what said, hey, I need to start a social enterprise. And then I was like, well, what the hell do I go sell? Like, what do I sell? And
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Because I'm focused on nonprofit work, you know. But at the end of the day, if I go generate the funds myself, then there's nobody who can say we're competing for the same donor dollars. You go raise your own donor dollars. I got money coming in over here, trying to take that out of the equation. And so the first one was coffee. We have a mutual friend in the veteran community that was my first partner in the coffee roasting business. He's a Navy vet.
Go ahead and drop a name. We've had him on here, so
Oh, he's already been on this show.
yep, we got him before you. So, ha ha! No, just kidding.
Yeah, his name's Jose. Through him, we have, one, I think the only smoked coffee out there in the world is it's smoked with a Texas mesquite wood. If you go to
I think
our
also a pecan too.
there's a Texas pecan, which is also smoked. There's a few roasts. Texas is one of them. But just so people know, on the Texas pecan, because some people will be like, oh, I can't have that because that probably has nuts in it, and it doesn't have nuts. The pecans
Just
are
burn.
in the smoking chamber so there's not actual pecan in the coffee itself.
Yes, that
Um,
is correct.
so so you can, if you have a nut allergy, you could try it. It shouldn't cause a problem, but there's always a disclaimer, there is pecan shells used in the process. And then we have an and then we later expanded to another coffee roaster in addition. So we have two different coffee roasters we work with.
Correct.
And then I was like, but so and then I had a vet that kept like putting in my ear alcohol, like over and over. This vet out of Texas kept, and my camera's bouncing around. This vet out of,
Oh, I thought, sorry, I thought maybe it was me going, yeah.
I love that. Yeah, that's I'm gonna go with that excuse. It's ignore my camera. It's Michael over
It's over here going do 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 do
there.
do do do. I'm ADHD and I'm actually messing the daughter a photo of you so I can
He's jamming out to Iron Maiden back there in the background, and
Hey, you should have heard me on my TikTok live this morning. I was out there grinding blades and had music in the background and just I was just jamming. So Kevin's
love
like, God, you're on fire. He's like, it might have been the 4 cups of coffee today.
that.
But go
So,
ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you,
no,
bud.
you're good. So, yeah, we'll get the story out so we can move on to the funner stuff. A vet in Texas just kept putting in my ear, hey, you should go with alcohol. You should go with alcohol. And I kept saying, F no, man. Like, I got a nonprofit that's focused on mental health. What am I doing messing with alcohol? No way, man. Not doing it. And he just kept putting it in my ear. And I just kept going, I don't know. I don't know. And then just one day, there was a trigger in my mind. And I said, I wish he had come up with the idea because I would have brought an alcohol. Like, I would have said yes to alcohol a lot sooner. But it triggered in my mind. And I said, you know what? The people I'm trying to save from alcohol are the people who are abusing alcohol. Like, that's why I didn't want to cross them, because there are people. Alcohol can be great in a party environment. It can be great just
And
in
socialization, and
socialization, things like there's nothing wrong with alcohol, but there are some people who abuse it, and it can be correlated with suicide, and that's what I'm trying to prevent. So that's why I was so hesitant. I'm like, no, man, no,
I get
no.
that. And I've had that same kind of hesitation on with knives and such, because while people use, have used knives, suicide bombs, yeah, but we're going to sell it to somebody who's going to use it for a positive, not a negative. We're going to take that money and help you guys stop people from doing that.
Crazy story, and this is a total sidetrack.
Squirrel, this is what we call the squirrel moment. Squirrel moment, people.
Total sidetrack. So, when we lived in one of the places we lived was New Hampshire, and there was a guy in an A-frame that had an A-frame house, and I don't know if anybody knows what that is, but they don't look like your traditional houses. And he committed suicide actually with a knife, and we found his knife on our property. And very interesting side. So total side thing. I was just a
Again,
kid.
squirrel
I
moment,
was just
folks.
a kid at the time. But then it all came out, and craziness. But anyways, very much a squirrel situation.
All right, back to it.
I did not see the dead body, thankfully, but
That's something you don't want to find. I have, unfortunately, have had found people who have taken their own lives, and it's not pretty. And I'll tell you what, the smell never leaves you.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
But back to
So,
business.
yeah. So back to the whole thing. But then it triggered. Like I said, I had that triggering
That
moment.
little voice in the background said, hey, listen to
Yeah,
me.
that said, hey, you know what? They're gonna go buy it with or without you. You have a chance to get in front of somebody in their darkest hour, and say, you know what? Your life matters. Like, my whole brand is about saving lives, and it's very, very, very clear on our branding. And be able to say, hey, your life matters. And, you know, don't, if you're in that, you know, if you're an investor, I'm sorry. Like, if you're looking at investing in 22 Salute, because we are raising cash right now, I'm sorry if you hear this and say, oh, that turns me off, but it's true. Like, I'm okay if you don't buy my product. Like, I would rather, if you're in that mindset, don't buy any alcohol.
Agreed.
And call the suicide crisis line.
And
For
that's
me,
nine, that is 988.
it's not making dollars. For me, the whole point of the organization is to save lives. And so I realized I could do something nobody else was, and I could get in front of those people in that bad situation and get them to stop and reevaluate what they're doing, realize their life matters, go get help. And later in life, if they're doing great, come have a drink, but at that moment, don't. And so that's why alcohol was added, is because I know it sounds counterintuitive, but I've already heard stories of it being successful. So, it's just a very unique thing. And we've got some really cool announcements coming, in the very near
I might,
future.
I, yeah, you've made kind of alluded to it, but you won't, you're teasing with it, but you haven't said, so I'm like, nah, I'm chomping at the bit to hear what is
Well,
going on.
yeah, we'll just say in the next,
Week or two, I
let's say in
think.
the next 30, well, I'm going to say two things. Utah, I don't know. So Utah, I'm in the final evaluations. I can talk about Utah. Utah, on the bourbon, they're supposed to let me know like Tuesday or Wednesday of this coming week. But I always just say, hey, give me an extra week or two because it's the state, delays happen. So I should know if we'll be on shelf in the next week or two.
With the bourbon.
With the bourbon, the vodka is
Awesome.
on the shelf in Utah. I think we're in a better spot. They changed the people who were at the top at the DABS and State of Utah Liquor Board, and before we got rejected when we turned it in. This year we were approved through the first round. There's multiple rounds you go through. We were never like before. It was just rejection, rejection, rejection. This time,
Yeah.
we got notified we were approved in the first round. The second round, they were opening a window for people to taste the product that works at the DABS, and that's new this year. That's the state of Utah has never allowed them to taste new products that they're evaluating. And I've been traveling a lot. In fact, I have more travel coming up in the next couple of weeks. Like I've been traveling a lot, and I didn't see, and there was an email that went to spam that I didn't see that was like, hey, we have to have your sample by this date. And I saw the email 2 days after that date. I'm like, oh, I'm screwed. But the date was a Friday. I saw it
Ah.
on Sunday. I emailed them and was like, hey, I've been traveling. It went to spam. Like, I live local. Can I just bring a bottle and put it in the office? They hadn't responded yet. I just did it. Went and dropped a bottle off
There you go.
and got an email like a couple hours later. Hey, you got this in literally at the nick of time because we're doing our tasting today. So we got it. We're gonna do it. And so for me, I think I have a very good chance because if anybody has tried our fig vanilla bourbon, it's unique. We're the only fig vanilla bourbon made in the world. It's super unique. And so when they taste it, they'll immediately be like, hey, we have nothing else on our shelf like this. So
And don't get me
I'm
started on the
hopeful.
state of Utah's regulatory system because that blood pressure starts getting a little high. It's ridiculous, in my
Yes.
opinion.
So I have very this time I feel good about it. We passed, like I said, the approval one, and I know when they taste it, it's like there's nothing like it. So I will be very surprised if we don't get good feedback in the next couple of days. So
Nice. Well, Lord
the
willing, it'll
but
be.
there is something coming that will be really, really, really massive on the
Like what she
coffee
said. Sorry, I had to say that.
on the coffee side. So pay attention over the next 30 days. I would say, what are we at right now?
We
The
are
30th.
Saturday.
30th. So
Yep.
yeah, within the next 30 days, I had to look at the date because I know when it's being announced. Within the next 30 days, if you're a coffee drinker, pay attention because we're going to make a massive, massive announcement that will be. It will immediately make 22 Salute Coffee the biggest worldwide brand in the coffee space, period. I'm
Ooh,
confidently saying that. The
watch out, Black Rifle Coffee.
biggest worldwide, I'm not talking US, the biggest
Nice.
worldwide coffee
Well,
brand,
the
period.
veteran suicide virtue honor doesn't just stop here in the US too, so.
It doesn't, but we're also adding some additional initiatives as well.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear. Another thing that attracts me to 22 Salute and hearing your story before and everything is, as most of I'm a son of a Vietnam veteran. Growing up, we knew it as flashbacks. Hey, dad, go play. Don't bring up stories, don't ask questions. Kind of how we were brought up. Mom didn't like us asking questions because that back then, and it's like the late 80s, early 90s, growing up in the 90s and such. The fear was, if you talk about it, it's going to bring up stuff, and some people don't handle it well. My family's got, it's kind of unique, family of preppers and such like that, and that's kind of helped one of my dad's avenues of helping out with his stuff, but there was nothing for him there. I mean, yeah, VA counselors show up once in a while. My dad has very distrust of any kind of counselors. There's a reason why, but I won't share that. That's not my place to share that story. But growing up and everything else, I didn't know that, whatever, growing up through, and I didn't start learning more and understanding more until my friends who went to Afghanistan, Iraq, and all the years over about, after 15 years of going through all that. One friend of mine, which I'm hoping to get him on here too. We took some of the stuff that he brought back that almost killed him, some ball bearings, some shrapnel, a bayonet. We took that and put it in the canister, and we forged it into a billet, and then we forged that into, and that's where we kind of come up with, we take that negative that almost took his life, and then now we forged it into a positive for him. We turned that to something that was damn near killed him, and we forged that into a positive and made a knife that he can, cook dinner for his family or do something that's productive for his family or protect his family or whatever. And that's something that's really cool. It was opened up one time. We worked together on the coal hole. He was sharing about his therapy and everything else, and it's just listening to that and everything else. It's like it clicked. It's like, oh shit, okay. So I'm starting to understand more as I get older. It's sad that it took this long to find out. We couldn't figure that out, 40 years ago, 50 years when they first come out, out of Vietnam. They were told, don't wear your uniform. Don't say you were there. You're gonna get, Vietnam soldiers are literally shit on. Pissed on, spit on.
Yeah, anytime I see somebody, I welcome them home because I know they didn't get it when they
Yeah.
came.
And I remember hearing a story, dad didn't realize anything until I remember him talking to somebody, and I hope he doesn't mind me sharing this. I don't think he was telling another gentleman. He says it didn't hit him until after Desert Storm, when those guys got the big welcome home parade and everything else. That's when it really struck him, like, oh.
And not only that, but it was a different war. Like
Yes.
Vietnam, it was long, it was bloody, it was horrid. Desert Storm, they were in and out in like 2 weeks. Like it was the fastest war in history. And yeah, they came home with this massive, they didn't experience, people in Desert Storm, I'm not
Downplaying.
downplaying what was done in Desert Storm at all. I'm just saying the things that people saw in Vietnam are much
Much
different than
different.
what
Oh
was
yes.
seen in Desert
And
Storm.
I've heard some stories from people in Vietnam that make you go, I'm just gonna go over here.
Yeah,
So it's,
like hats off to people who served in Desert Storm. Like you guys
yes.
went and kicked ass and ended that war quickly. Like amazing. But you guys, because it was so fast, the shock and awe, and it was so fast, didn't have to experience the things that a lot of people in Vietnam had to experience.
Correct. So that's why I like about that, and that's why we've been, I know we've talked about it, and one of these days, I know you've been so busy. Hopefully we can team up and do those kits, those fall kits and such. Oh, for heaven's sakes, I am drawing a
Yeah, one
blank.
a bourbon kit.
Yeah, bourbon kit, that's right. The knife and the tump, the wishy glass and all that
This
fun
is going to be a
stuff.
really weird question.
Yes.
And you're probably going to say no. Like, that's a stupid question, but I'm going to ask it anyways. The same fire you're using to forge the knives, could you use that to make glass?
Yeah.
Like the, what
You
it,
yeah, I'm afraid it's a
have you
propane
ever
flu.
tried like doing some kind of custom glass thing?
I have tried to play with glass when I was a kid. Me and my dad tried to do some glass blowing, and it didn't work out so well. But
It didn't work out.
I think the ovens and such they use is a gas forge of some type. I'm just not set up to do it. It would be cool to try,
It'd be
but
cool to do like a custom 22 salute bottle.
yes. But I believe there's and hey, the bottles you got Where you get those from? Them things are nice because I've got one out in my shop that I fill up for water, and I use it to when I blew back the blades, I just put that in there, so it's sitting there. So a lot of times you'll see a live in the background, you'll see a 22 Salute vodka bottle.
Yeah, it needs a bourbon next to it.
Yes, I need to get a bourbon, and so I've just been waiting. So you can't order online. Stop it. Just
In this
we're
state.
in
Let's
this
preface this.
in this state, and
In
we won't go.
47 states, you can't order it
Yeah, in
online.
27 states. I mean, I don't know why I can't. I mean, all right, stop. Pump the brakes on it. Let's not get Mike wind up about political crap. But I digress. But I understand if that's why I said I really like the 22 Salute Mission, and you got it right on the bottle, a vodka for the purpose. I'm pretty sure it says the same on the bourbon. I haven't seen the bourbon bottle yet. Robert Garcia likes to wave that every now and then when we do his show on his little. Yes. Okay. All right. I'll meet you in Payson with that. So,
I drove past Payson yesterday.
you drove past me too. I could have met you
I
in.
literally I literally drove from North Ogden to Vegas on Thursday, which was about 6.5, 7 hours.
I could have done it in five.
Went right to an event, did the event, went to bed, and turned around and drove home. And
I could have met you in Scipio for a
I
burger.
literally am in and out, in and out. My travel sucks. Like there's nothing glamorous about my travel.
I get it. When I hit the road, but I enjoy that part of traveling, driving. Unless it's if it's a day and a half drive, I'll drive it. But if it's like East Coast stuff, I'll fly it. That's 3 day driving. My kids doesn't like me after 2 days in the car, so.
I'll be flying next month because I'm headed to Virginia. So,
Ooh, Virginia. Can't wait to hear what's going on there. All right, so let's.
it'll be an event at Henderson Hall, which is a military a Marine base, and then secure finalizing a date right now for an in-person meeting with the head buyer of the Navy exchanges.
Nice.
So
That's awesome.
those two will be next month.
That's awesome. It's here, I hope you don't mind me bringing it up. I remember we did our little meeting with our friend Rob, and you were kind of down in the dumps. And you don't mind if I mention this, right? Do you? You're good.
I mean, I mean, you're fine. I mean,
Okay. You were kind of getting that entrepreneur burnout is what it was, I would say too. I mean, like maker's burnout. We were getting that rut, and the things just kind of just like dead wall. And you're like, what do you do? And you feel down. And then you got on there, you opened up to us and everything else. And I hope what I told you, I jumped on, Kevin jumped on, a few other guys, like, boom, boom, we're gonna do this. And I hope that helped. And it looks like it started a new fire for you. So that's one thing. It's when you're doing this, you got to watch out for that entrepreneur burnout or maker's burnout or.
Yeah, for me it's a financial thing. Like I'm raising, like I mentioned earlier, I'm raising cash right now. Like I've hit a wall financially. I mean, there's of investment, there's been about 400,000 of it. It hasn't come from in outside investors. And I haven't brought us income in over 3 years, and I've just been living off my retirement, which is gone. Like there is no retirement left. Like it's gone. And so it's like for me, it was a financial thing, and it still is. Like how do I keep going? But I read an interesting quote recently, which was, "A business doesn't die when you run out of cash. A business dies when you run out of energy."
Yes.
And
And
so yes, what really helped, I mean, it didn't solve my situation, but what it did do, that's it, when we got on and talked, was it made me realize how many people cared about what I was doing and about me personally. And it did give that extra energy, so it helped push through. I mean, we all have external things that we can't change, and unfortunately, financial is one of the biggest reasons companies go out of business. And we're in a really expensive business, and I have vendors. I'm not going to call them out, but I have vendors that they owe me for pallets that I sent 7, 8 months ago. Like, they're just not paying me. And so for me, it's like, how do I keep growing when I'm not getting paid? Like, I can't just throw money out there. I don't have it. But that's an external thing. We all have external things. So how do you keep going in the face of adversity when you know what you're doing can impact so many lives? And so that's why I've just keep finding ways to do it. I went to an incredible investor event in DC a couple of weeks ago to meet some investors. I think I found some avenues for funding, which is great. But until the money's in the account, it's still, we brought on a partner that's been absolutely incredible to work with.
That's awesome.
Yeah, his name's B. Taylor. If you look at my social, I reshare a ton of content that he's
I've
involved.
seen that. I've been flooded, so I'm seeing it. I'm like, yes. And I've been trying. I'm sure people on my Facebook's like, would you quit sharing that? Nope. We're gonna keep sharing Eric's stuff. Come on. So.
Yeah, B. Taylor is amazing. He's a Marine. He's a Navy vet. He left the Navy and went and played for the NFL, played for the Chargers. He actually got
Nice.
early honorable release to play for the Chargers, so they released him for the NFL.
Nice.
Yeah, and then he got into music, and now he's a 7-time Grammy Award-winning artist and producer. But what really aligns him with our brand is he also is the only global ambassador to the United States military, and he has been that for like 15 years. He's reported to every administration for the last 15 years, and
Nice.
he reports directly to Pete Hegseth, like he right to the top.
That would be kind of fun is get Del Pete out here in the shop and get this forging. Maybe you can work on that for us. We get all down here and have some 22 salute and forge up some blades.
Yeah, I'm hoping to meet him. I told B that I want a personal tour around the Pentagon and White House, so
Hey, if that happens, if you happen to meet the big guy, the big T, shake his hand and tell him thank you for me.
I will.
We try not to keep too much political off here, but I just had a thought here. So you're saying talk about investors and such. If somebody happens to listen to this, and research you and liked what you do, how can they get in touch with you about maybe you could become an investor or a supporter of 22 Salute and your
Yeah,
mission?
that's great. So, I'm actually gonna tell you about two of them.
All right.
The Veterans Connection, if you're interested in donating to programs for veteran and first responders, the veteransconnection.org. It's veterans with an S, so the veteransconnection.org. And I did it with the S because the organization is for them. It's that's why
Awesome.
it's with the S. It's all about them. And I've been running it since 2012 and never taken a single dollar out of the nonprofit. It all goes back into programs.
That's
Um,
awesome. And
I
that's
didn't,
very rare.
yeah, I didn't start it for myself. I started it for them. And but it's small. I don't have a bunch. I have a board. I don't have a, my wife helps out a lot. I don't have a big admin staff I'm paying. Like, it's very small nonprofit.
Pretty much volunteer.
But the work we're doing, yeah, everybody's volunteer, but the work we're doing is meaningful.
Yes.
And so if you want to support that type of stuff, go to the veteransconnection.org. There's a donate button. Vets and first responders, you can go learn about the programs and you can apply. And based on funding, we'll make sure that you get access to what you need. And then 22 Salute, 22salute.com, and it's 22 like you see in the logo, and salute like you're saluting a flag. Our socials across the board is at 22 Salute Bev, BEV Co for company. So 22 Salute Bev Co. And if you want to get involved with 22 Salute, I mean, there's a lot of different ways. Purchasing our products. We ship direct to door in 47 states on alcohol, Coffee Nationwide on Amazon.
Nice.
We are in 15 states in retail, so you can go to our store locator and see if there's something close to you. And
If not, tell them to get it in. Ask them. Well,
exactly. Yeah.
okay. Tell, but also tell them in an asking nicey way kind of way.
And asking in a nice way. Well, the final thing is, yeah, if you or someone you know believes in funding, companies that are mission based. Not all investors are mission based, unfortunately. Some it's just about the bottom line. But if you're an investor who cares about a mission based mission, investing in that and supporting that, wants a company that, like, we have a clear exit strategy, and the multiples will be incredible, especially after we announce this coffee thing that I
Oh, I
can't
can't wait. I can't
yet.
wait. Oh, just send me a text, you know. Send me a text. No, just kidding. Actually, I think by the time this airs, I think that an announcement's going to be already made. I
It
think.
probably will. Like, so our when we are in DC, and speaking to these investors, they asked us, we actually gave them the information and even showed them a picture of the coffee bag. And they said, hey, can you change your whole deck and focus on this? Because we'll be able to fund you super fast. And I said, unfortunately, I can't put it in there yet. Give me a couple of weeks and I will. I mean,
Nice.
we're for sure doing it, but we're in the final like signatures right now. And so until,
Wait until the ink dries and
yeah, you don't want to mess up something that big. And so,
yes.
but the
That's
person who's
exciting.
going to announce it is part of the family, which when you hear, you'll be like, holy cow, they're going to announce it in Monaco next month.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's a big yacht event that I'm supposed to be at in Monaco, but I don't know how I can't get there. But that this person's going to announce it to the world at that event, the partnership with 22 Salute. So it's
That's awesome. Well, I hope you can get out there. Yeah, I think this episode will probably drop. I'm just looking at the calendar here. We're shouting dates out probably Monday on the 6th. But if you need me to drop this a little earlier, I can.
It will be, if I pull up WhatsApp, I can tell you the date. It will be a formally announced Monaco. It's the September 27th, 28th. So somewhere in there's a billionaire yacht event with 168 billionaire yachts all coming together, and then they have an event, the JW Marriott there, and it'll be formally announced by this person there.
Nice. Well, I think that everyone will know it by the time this airs because I'll drop this probably. I might do a double drop on the 29th, so I'll do a few days after so everybody can go and
Yeah,
find it.
that's great. Yeah, unfortunately, they'll hear this podcast and they'll be like,
Huh?
what
Yeah,
was
what
it?
was it? But you can go find it. It'll be all over.
We will we will announce that everywhere. Because like I said, it takes us worldwide, and it will be a partnership that literally people will say, you now think outside the box. Like I said, we're expanding outside of just vets and first responders, because like I said, mental health is mental health. And
And another thing, we were touching on, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, finish your thought.
well, I was gonna say, like, when people hear it, they'll say, how did that small company secure that deal?
Networking, networking,
That's what they're gonna say. They're gonna say, how did they get that deal?
networking, and the Almighty. I definitely, some prayers there to help you that way, I'm sure. I was gonna say, and I just lost it. Damn it. It'll come
Sorry.
back. Oh, we touched on about 2020 and the madness that gone on that, and a lot of stress and anxiety and such like that. A lot of, especially for teens and such, through that time period being locked up at home and everything else. One of the things I would like to, and then maybe there are things out there, for general public, but also for let me get my words here, ADHD in it here, the suicide and everything with kids and everything, but like that, Not only do I want to be able to workshop up so we can work with veterans, first responders, but also with their families. Like kids like me grew up not understanding because, Vietnam, there's a lot more information today, not near as much as it should be for the help, but also help the kids with them, bring the parents in, everything else, but also help kids with who are struggling through recreational work therapy, either forging, yeah, it doesn't have to be a knife, we could forge, a coat hanger, just another way to find that outlet for. To take those emotions, you can put it into something and take that negative, as we say, take that negative and forge it into a positive. For working with the kids, working with bringing the family together and work through that and through that understanding and working together, maybe there's a little osmosis because veterans might have been a little more tougher on their kids. I kind of speak a little bit of experience on that. Be a little more. Kind of help forge that bond back together and take those negatives, and if we can forge that into positive to help heal those wounds in the family, which it's there. I mean.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Yeah, we should plan something and partner with Promise to Live on that. I mean, they're an incredible organization. They do. I'd mentioned that it's one of our partners. In fact, we were talking about putting. So they do little. I'm gonna open one up so you can see it.
Ooh.
They do these like challenge coins.
Oh, nice.
And this one says, I don't know if I can read it with the light. It says, when times are tough and you don't know what to do, here's a hug from me to you. And then it has the suicide crisis line on it, and Promise to Live. And basically the idea is you have a pot. So the girl who started, her name's Brandy. She lives here in Utah. And her daughter tried to take her life. Luckily, her daughter lived, but her daughter tried to take her life, and that drove Brandy to start the organization. And the idea is that you have a pocket hug that you carry around all the time. So anytime you're in that having a tough time, it's in your pocket, and you have that reminder. But it comes in a two, so you get two, and that way. You give it to someone else that probably is in need of it.
So that's awesome. So where people are listening to this, where can they find that?
PromiseToLive.org, and it's the two. So PromiseToLive.org. So what I was gonna say is, we've already designed it. It once funding's there, I'll place the order. But we've already designed it. So the new there will be a new coin. It will have Promise to Live stuff on one side, 22 Salute on the other side, and our side to side that has the suicide crisis line and all that in it. And we're gonna put a sh like a sh small, it's not much smaller, but a little smaller version that will just sit on top of the bottle before we shrink wrap it. So when you unwrap the bottle, you'll get a coin, and then we're gonna put one in the coffee bags as well, and of course food grade safe plastic. The coin will go in there,
Nice.
go in our coffee bags.
Very awesome.
And so that's another cool partnership that you're going to see rolling out, because again, like, it we're veteran first responders is our heart, but we want to save lives across all communities. And then next year in Tulsa, Oklahoma, we're doing an event called Boom Fest.
That's a cool place. I've been there. It's been a while, but that's a nice town.
I haven't been to Tulsa, but we're doing a massive event. It'll be year one, but it'll become a yearly thing. It'll be called Boom Fest.
Maybe
So
I might have to tag along.
you'll have to come out, bring some knives and
All
sell them.
right. All
I'll get
right.
you a
We'll
booth.
split the profits with 22 Salute.
There
I
you
have no
go.
problem doing that.
22 Salute will be everywhere out there. So it's My there's three people: myself, a gentleman named Randy, Boom Boom Blake, and JC, who are all putting this together. And
Nice.
it is so if people are interested, go look up on YouTube Randy Boom Boom Blake Jr. He is five-time undefeated kickboxing champion, and world kickboxing, not just
So
U.S.
you're saying keep on his nice side. Don't piss him off.
Yeah, he's he. But where I'm going with this, there's a reason I'm going with this. So with him and JC and I, there's another nonprofit that Randy's kind of heading up called Rise. And you were mentioning about teens and youth and stuff. So
I've
Rise,
heard this before, this one before, yes.
yeah. So Rise is a nonprofit that basically we formulated for kids with that are being bullied, and that's affecting mental health and suicide prevention. And so the idea is, in which we've already done two schools. I think Randy's done a few other ones, but I attended two of them. But we're gonna go around to schools across the country and talk to youth and help them with bullying and mental health and suicide. And so Boom Fest is that's gonna be. Well, I can't announce it. Randy will have a fight. I'll just say Randy will have a fight. I can't say what I was about to say, but Randy will it'll be the first time Randy has fought in several years because he took some time off for his family. And he'll talk a lot about Rise. That event will be really fun,
Ooh,
really kick
I'm
off Rise publicly, like in a massive way after Boomfest. We're also gonna have like esports events. We're gonna have some concerts. We're gonna have it's gonna be a massive multi-day festival. It will be the only year that Randy fights. I'll just leave it with that. I'm not gonna say much more than that.
and
But
when's
there
this
will be
coming up?
fights every year.
Nice.
What was that?
Sorry, I was gonna say, when is Boomfest gonna take off?
So we're finalizing with the city of Tulsa right now, but we're targeting August, September frame. Name
Nice.
Tulsa's great there. We have to get the dates right, but when the dates align, they're going to donate the venues for us for all
Oh,
for
that's awesome. Yeah, I was invited to a this is back when I was 16. I'm at the Wanamaker Gun Show out there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. World's largest gun show on 11-acre building. It was huge. Special guest star, and I was like 16 at the time. I met them in Vegas. So yeah, that's a really cool place out there.
Yeah, and so it's gonna be an incredible event, and 22 Salute's a big part of it. The Veterans Connection. So the Veterans Connection will be the primary nonprofit that everything's tied through. But yeah, let's figure out how we get some cool knives out
Hey,
there.
we get there, and I can also. I've got friends in Oklahoma that are some big time knife makers too. You know, the FII family is pretty big in Oklahoma too. That we, if you were interested as well, just let me know and I can reach out. I did the Oklahoma Knife Group show here a year or two ago, and I made a knife for the Toby Keith Foundation, the
Oh, cool.
OK Cred Kill.
Yeah, they're kids with cancer foundation. Yeah.
Okay, Kid Corral. Okay, Corral Kid. Yeah, I murdered it. I apologize to the folks out there. Sean, forgive me. If you're listening to this.
No,
He's.
it's an incredible organization, and
I don't build a really beautiful meteorite buoy, semi setup. Turned out beautiful. We raised around like 6 grand for him, so that was awesome to be part of that.
no, I appreciate that. I mean, as a kid who had leukemia as a kid, like that stuff matters to me. I've donated a lot over the years to St. Jude's and places like that. But everybody donates to St. Jude's. Not everybody donates to Toby Keith's organization.
And I like to, especially when it comes to kids, I lost my middle child. It'll be 16 this year. So I have no problem cutting, for local people. I have that for cancer or anything. I try to stay more local, but and then go out from there for people that I know I can trust and know the money's going to go to help.
Yeah,
Because my
sorry, go ahead.
go ahead. I was just saying that my daughter passed away from a complication of the swine flu and the drowning accident. And I lived in Primary Children's Hospital for about 2 months, and was on the ICU for about a month, then on another floor, and it just you see that, I'll tell you what, it'll sober you up or make you want to drink. It was definitely eye-opening on that, watching kids go through that. And I'll tell you what, there's some kids that are some pretty tough. I don't think as an adult looking back, it's like I don't think I could have done that,
Yeah,
especially going through cancer.
I'm really sorry to hear that you. I didn't know you had lost a child. I'm sorry.
I thought we talked about that.
I don't think I knew that.
Oh, well.
So we sell our spirits in Smith's Food and Drug, which people outside of Utah that are listening, that's a Kroger company. So
Nice.
Kroger has 33 different banner names depending on what state you live in.
I
In
didn't know that. That's cool to know.
yeah, so Smith's in Nevada, New Mexico, and Wyoming can sell alcohol. Of course, their Utah Smiths cannot sell alcohol, but the
Yeah,
other three states they
I
can.
we won't go there, Michael. Stop. Stop,
In
Michael. Stop.
the other states they can. And every Smith state that we sell our alcohol in, we donate a portion of our proceeds in addition to what we're donating to vets and first responders to the local children hospital.
Oh, nice. That's
So,
awesome.
primary children's, even though we don't do it in Utah, because Smith's is kind of Utah headquartered, primary children's gets most of the money, but we do children hospitals in Wyoming and New Mexico and Nevada as well. But probably of the money that comes through of the donation, probably 70 to 80% of it goes to primary children, and the rest is dispersed between
That's
the other
awesome.
three. That was something that, we came together. Sorry.
That's all right. And we're gonna switch gears here in a minute. And
I
plus
came
I
together with
know.
Smith and said, and the three, we came together and said, how can we broaden impact? And we knew that Smith's really like is a super, super huge supporter of primary children's. Super. In fact, we do their golf tournament every year, that they hold to raise money for primary children's up in Midway area at the homestead.
You know, I wouldn't mind doing that, but I think that I would just probably be like a shovel out there. I'm
Oh,
not a
I don't
golfer.
golf. I pay for a hole and help
Oh,
sponsor
there you
the
go.
money in
That's
that.
a better idea. I mean, could you imagine us out there golfing, just
Yeah,
tearing up
I
the.
don't golf.
We're out there. Just bring me a shovel.
They're gonna be they would watch me golf and say, you're not invited back.
That right? So I'm seeing on your background then you got several books and one's got your picture on there and everything else. You want to kind of dive into that a little bit
Yeah,
and
we can. Yeah, there's five books there. The first one, so all of them are co-authored. So the first one is the one that has my face in that top corner. That is Boundless Success with Eric Ranks. That's what you'd find it in Amazon, and I'm the main author in that. But it's really a like business slash motivational book. And I kind of tell my life story in it, and what led me to living a life of give back and impact. That's kind of what that one's about. And then you have other people who kind of share their story as well. Then the next one on the other side of that one is Legacy Builders of, and I'm gonna chop the name.
Gotta look at the screen here. Get the glass.
I can't read the screen,
We
but
gotta
it's
get
called
the
Legacy
glasses on
Builders
here.
of Global Impact, I believe.
Yeah, global impact. I get if I had glasses, I could probably
Yeah, I
read
can't read
that.
it. It's backwards on my screen. I can't read it. But anyways, that's kind of the same way, where it's co-written with a few authors who are really focused on leaving a global impact around the world. And so we all kind of came together, and that one is not only an international bestseller, but that also got LA Tribune bestselling, which
Nice.
there's not very many. Like, people hear about like New York Times and things like, there's not a lot of books that LA Tribune pushes through as a bestselling author. It's actually a lot harder to get through.
Now makes me kind of nervous about getting this finally done. I'm getting my book done, so we're which
And
we're
then
typing into the computer. My daughter types it up, and she does a few pages, and then she comes back and says, "That's like, what do you think? Is this Dad? Do you need help?" Well, yes, besides that, what do you think? It's
yeah.
good, but she's getting again kind of a look, a preview of what my thoughts are, and I put in this book and type it in. She's like, "You need help." And so but it's a good book though. We'll digress about that later time.
And then the last three are I work with this gentleman, incredible gentleman named Robert Jones, who he's a veteran, and he has a book series, and each book each year is a different subject. So whether it like 1 year was gratitude, 1 year was my mind is shot today. Anyways, I've done three of the books. I'll do another one when it comes
Nice.
out. They're all quotes. So it's 365 days of quotes.
Nice.
And they all have to be original quotes. You can't go find someone else's quote and put it in the book. It all has to be original quotes. And every year I do a few. So I always do my birthday. My wife always does her birthday. I've done my dad. My dad passed away. I use his date because it's 365 days, you can pick a date you want. And so I always pick dates that it'll be easy to say, oh yeah, go to April 16th because that's my birthday. I know that my quote will be there.
Nice.
I did January 1st, because I knew it was the first page when someone opened the book that they would see Eric Ranks 22 salute. It's an incredible way to one, like it's cool, like it's really motivating those quotes. Like it's really cool every day to have a new quote that from a different person. And it's also cool because it's like a business directory. Like if I'm looking for someone who does anything, real
Knife
estate,
making,
knife
sorry,
making.
self plug.
Yeah, it's any of those. You would just open it up. Oh, look, there's a knife making person in here. So
So
it's
you're
also
saying I need to come up with a quote?
you need to be in the next book. And
Okay, I'll try.
those three have been all international best selling, and also the latest one was released in the Library of Congress. So I have a certificate from the Library of Congress. So the thing about books
And
and
he
also
says, and folks, he says he's small time. Have you listened to this, people? He says he's small time. Look at all these names. He's shoulders he's rubbing with elbows. And yeah,
look,
sorry, Eric, had to pick on you a little.
you're good. Anybody who like is writing books and stuff, the thing I'll say, go create when you release your book, release on Amazon, do a Amazon profile, author profile. Amazon is the biggest search engine of someone looking for an item.
Yes.
Google's the biggest search engine if you're just generally looking.
Looking.
But if you're looking for something specific, Amazon's the world's largest search engine, period.
Yes, it is.
And
And that's where I'm going to publish through my book as well.
yeah, Amazon. And then Amazon gives, they boost you as an author once you get four or more books. So
Nice.
like
That's an easy go to make.
yeah, so what I was going to say to authors is like if you want to do it,
Go buy your own book four times.
do well no like four
No.
different books.
Oh, four
So
different books. Oh.
not sales.
Oh,
They
okay.
want it's like four or more books, then they consider you like, oh, this person's a real author. We'll start promoting them. So
Oh,
like you
okay.
start showing up when people are searching more without you paying Amazon to display your stuff, because then they consider you like a real author. So that's why I haven't stopped. And so if I keep releasing like a book a year, which is what I've done, I've done a book a year. If I keep
Nice.
doing a book a year, it just will make Amazon push me more and more.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine. She was on here. She's actually helping edit and ghostwrite my book, and she's taken translating me so the general public will have a good book to read because me and the word English language is not the best of friends. But she done really well. We did a podcast. Matter of fact, you can go back and watch that. Watch her and such. We did an in-house interview. It was great fun. And talked about that in her book as well. But yeah, that's cool. Four books. So it's taken me 6 years to get this far. Four books. Good Lord, that's the rest of my life there. The way I
Okay,
write.
so here we go. I just pulled up on my computer because Oh, my mind was going blank. So the first book it was Legacy Builders, Legacy of Global Impact. That's that book. Then they're all the Art of Connection series, but I'm trying to zoom in and see if I can read it. Oh, it becomes pixelated. But if you Google Art of Connection on Amazon, there are 365 days of different things. So quotes is one, like I said. And but yeah, just look up Art of Connection 365. You'll find all of them.
That's awesome. That's cool. So we've one thing is I forgot to tell you, this is our first episode for a full hour. I just upgraded our system so we go a little bit longer because
That was horrible choice on your front. You needed
eh.
somebody who was engaging.
Hey.
You went an hour and they had to listen to me. That was
Hey.
a horrible decision.
There's a full hour of me rambling the first episode. So if they can get through me. And ask ask Kevin or such like that. Believe me, when Squirrel or ADHD kicked in, or hey, it's like I asked Sam and says, hey, I call Sam and say, hey, what are you doing? So I have an idea, and you could hear Sam going, oh God, is this gonna be good or am I just gonna have to humor? I get those moments when I'm, aha, I have an idea, guys. And everybody brace themselves for a minute because I tend to kind of go full steam on a few ideas. And say, yeah, I'm so excited about it. I go boom, 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 boom instead of. Slowly the process, but I've learned in the last couple of years of coming up with these ideas like the Beat the Smith or which we're switching gears to the new name American Bladesmith, and then the Behind the Anvil. I had different names for it, but I just this popped in my head. It's like this one feels right. I've been wanting to do this podcast for the last couple of years, and I teamed up with Kevin and Brad. Sorry, Brad, I forgot your name for a minute. Am I really sorry? Probably not so much. But we're gonna pick on Brad for a minute. Of Double B Creates, I did a we did I think like six or seven episodes on season three for them. They kind of gave me the idea, and I'm finally I was kicking it. Can't find like we're just gonna do it. So here we are. I think you're gonna be number 10 episode here.
Yeah,
So don't forget about the little guy.
my podcast,
Oh yes, let's talk about that.
my podcast, it's still going, but it took a 3 week hold. I actually feel bad because I had good guests booked, but I need to figure out another day. I co-host it with a gentleman named Brandon, and Brandon was like, oh, let's do it live, but the only day I can do is Thursday evenings. He's like, but I really want to do it live. I'm like, okay. Well, the problem is I've started having these travel trips I keep having to do, and I'm never around on Thursday. So I've had to reach out to the last three guests and be like, hey, I gotta cancel it. So I reached out to Brandon, and I was like, so
You
the
got
podcast
it.
is called The Impact Hustle. And I
Which I got the other shirt.
He did. He's the only one that has a shirt. I don't even have a shirt.
It's hanging up right now. I should have wore it. I knew I didn't even think. I actually
And
literally came out of the shop from grinding today. And I'm that's why my wipe my face because dust falls. I'm like, oh God. So
that's funny. So I told Brandon, I said, dude, you got to be flexible. We can't just do live. We got to do pre-recorded because when it comes to scheduling, like I don't want to bump people. Like we had scheduled out back to back all the way through November, and the last three guests I've had to reach out and say, I apologize. Like we got to reschedule you because I'm traveling. So it looks like it. Maybe we're not doing it anymore, but we are. We just need to figure out the format. We're gonna have to do pre-recorded and just release it. Like live is not working.
well, I haven't noticed because I've been kind of busy the last few days. So I hadn't really noticed. So hopefully nobody else has noticed. But yeah. Well, hell, if you're on the road, you could probably just get a nice little tablet and set up and record that way too. And
No,
such.
I'm in the car driving.
Why not? Just have it boom right there and just kind of just ramble as you go. I talk. Well, I'm used to. I used to truck drive for about 15 years, and that's where I got my figure from. Pick up that microphone. So I'm used to. This and 10-4 and all that stuff. So you could do it. It's possible. You still just put a microphone and
Totally weird, totally off thing, but
squirrel moment.
when I was, I don't know, like
Younger.
sophomore age in high school, not college, since high school. I got really, really big into like CB radios. Like I had a big ass antenna on the roof of my house.
Nice.
I had, in our car we had CBs, and we were living in Nebraska, and Nebraska is really flat.
Yes,
So
it
if
is.
the weather was right, like people think of ham radio, you can talk all over. Like it, the miles and miles. But CB is usually like 20, 30 miles, depending on if you have a booster or not. Like
Amplifier.
you can illegally, get something that will turn the wattage up, but that's not legal. But if you get the
No.
weather right, you can, it'll skip across
Yep.
the clouds and go
When the
further.
ionosphere comes down, there's a certain point you get that skip landing. As a
Yeah.
truck driver, there's people out there. You could wish, like, I wish I could find you and strangle you with your own microphone, because you'd be trying to talk and all of a sudden his power would come in. Audio, blah, 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 some weird guy just bored out of his mind on there just screaming audio. It's like, dude, if I could find you, I just
Or they're
anyway.
talking over you,
Yes,
like,
and that's and that right there is just like.
yeah. So I had, my handle was Daffy Duck, and I like so many people knew me. Like I had so many friends on that damn CB.
My nickname on the call hall was Chainsaw. There's a story behind that. I'll share that another time.
Yeah, mine was Daffy Duck, and I had somebody that I met through there that drove me a really cool Daffy Duck picture of my.
That's awesome. Let's see, it's been about a year or two since you stopped here at the shop, at the house here, when you were driving through, and I was like, oh, you just kind of go over 70, and then it's like, that's way out of the way. Not really, but anyway.
If you go the way we went, it is.
No, it's not. It's
Now
either.
you're saying if I went through CBO, it would have been much closer. But the way we went was not close at all.
Honestly, it would be the same distance. It really would. Mileage wise, you'd actually have been further to go up and then back, but it's pretty much the same distance. So it just seems longer because you got to come through Clear Creek Canyon, and just that longer drive. It seems like it's just meant to, it's on the head. It's just right around the mountain, bud.
All right.
So,
But yes, it was good to come by, meet you and Daisy and see the property, see the
see
shop.
the jump. So when can we get you and your wife down here for a class?
So my main focus right now is fundraising.
Yes.
Once that happens, then I'll have a lot more availability to do things.
Maybe we need to come up with a couple 22 salute, not something. We'll maybe take a build a DD tactical and do I have an idea. We do waffles. We don't call them that other word because waffles in Utah are not lawful. Let's just put it that way. So I'm switching gears from that. I come up with an idea. I've been wanting to do challenge coins for a while. And so every challenge coin you get, depending on what challenge coin and the value of it, like the one we got coming up to help a friend of mine's son with his college education overseas to become a footballer. In the US soccer player. We're doing one. The first episode of Beat the Smith with that knife being donated to raise funds for, to help cut the basically cut the cost, I'd say, wordplay here, of his education travel back and forth and such. We're doing a challenge coin for that. It's got him on one side and then the shop logo, Season one, episode one of Beat the Smith. And we're going to sell coins. And so every coin you buy, and I think we'll probably be done by that with this by the time this airs. Maybe not. I don't know. There's like 60 coins we're working with. Every coin you buy, you're going to get three entries. So we're hoping to raise quite a bit of money with that. We are going to take just a little bit to help cover cost on getting the mailed out. I'm donating the laser cutting of the coins. I'm covering that with a knife trade with the gentleman who's doing our lasering. My buddy's it's my buddy's kid. He's got the coins and everything else. We're just but the only thing that's going to come out of that fundraising is basically to be able to mail it out. We figured out the price point. It's like, all right, here we are. We're still going to cut them a big check to basically cover the flights back and forth for the year
That's
for
cool.
if you can get out there, come home for Christmas for the Christmas break, and then get back out there and then come back to the end of the year. So
That's cool.
So maybe that's something we've got to look into, is doing something, come up with a unique challenge coin for 22 Salute and build a really cool, either we can do the DD Tactical. The reason why I call it DD Tactical is designed by a veteran buddy of mine, Dan DeMille, who's, he does comic books and everything else with the Cogs is the real work. I want to get him on here. And Cogs is kind of a supernatural veteran based. These guys are veterans and they end up combating demons and underlings of the supernatural. Cogs, Keeper of the Gates, the name. Shout out to Dan. And I asked him, I said, hey, I need a tactical knife for the calendar. And which hope one day I get that back on track. It's just things came up and it just hit a wall. It's some projects that, you just hit a wall with stuff. But we're going to get that back on track eventually. But maybe that's something we could do, maybe a DD tactical, or if there's something you got in mind that, something we could do there is, buy this many, buy the coin, you get so many entries. And once we reach that target point, and I'll let you fit set that, we can talk more about what you want to do. Maybe that's something we could do to help, raise funds for 22 Salute in your mission.
Cool.
So,
Yeah, that'd be great.
and then get you guys down here for a knife making experience, on the house. And once we get, I've got to sit down and do a little more planning out for some episodes. I know we talked about doing a 22 Salute version of Beat the Smith, but now we're switched gears and calling it American Bladesmith, which basically is going to show what I do here at the show is kind of like a reality based around the shop of, how we do make knives. Like if we're going to do a show, a build for 22 Salute, like set of steak knives or a series of knives for 22, something like that. And so I'm hoping we can get that planned out and get that film in over the next year and hopefully start dropping those next fall.
Yeah,
So,
that'd be
but yeah.
cool.
But anything else you want to diverge here? I mean, we're going on an hour and
No,
15 minutes.
we're over an hour.
I'm surprised I haven't bored you to sleep yet. Like, oh, his
No,
voice.
I'm glad that you I like it's an honor to be on here.
Oh,
Like
no, it's a thank you for coming on for your
I wanted to
time.
be on here sooner. My travel schedule, I was like, oh yeah, let's do it. And then, it's
Hey, I have had to learn that my schedule, now that I'm back full-time bladesmithing for a little while, me and the former day job decided to have a mutual breakup, which I'll tell you what, that was a relief. I finally learned that I'm not a people person. My mom kind of pointed out, it says, yeah, you've never been that way. It's like, oh. And so I'm at 40 years old. I'm learning more about myself. Like, she's like, I wondered how long it lasts because I struggled on and off for years. From the, truck driving was easy. You're in a truck. You're away from people other than the idiots on the road. That's a whole different stress. We can get on another time. But you're in the truck. You don't have to really deal with a lot of people per se. Nowadays, it's I don't want to be back in the truck unless I absolutely have to. I maintain a CDL just in case. But
No,
this,
you don't want that time away from Daisy.
no, I have, there's local jobs and everything else. And I got her living here. I won't go into no details, but she's living here with me now. And we're getting that take. I'll share with that another time with you on private. But it's just this last week being back in the shop, I felt, have felt 2024 was real tough. I had to fight tooth and nail just to get everything because everything just kind of sales completely just flatlined. It went real dull. I mean, super dull. I mean, like, it was there an edge to begin with kind of thing for a while, but and so I went back to about a year ago, went to working for a couple places, and I tell you what, I am very thankful to be back doing what I'm doing because I've been feeling more motivated. I've been doing more lives on, the TikTok thing there and the doing YouTube lives on our channel there and such, where you can find this content as well. But it's been a bit of a real reprieve, and with this going on, I'm kind of hoping to keep the motivation up. But I still will probably get a day job just to help cover things till we get the things in the shop rolling back to where they were a couple of years ago. There's just something, and I'm sure you know the same thing with your way you're doing everything else. I know you're saying you have to take that, but it's just nice to be able to make something, sell it, and take care of my, take care of my daughter, take care of my household things. Was something that I did with my hands It's just like I did that. And then there's a product out there that's going to outlast me properly if they take care of it. That's cool, the legacy thing, but it's when you're working for somebody else, and there's people that go to work and just love their job. Hey, God bless you. I am not. It's very hard for me, especially once you get the taste of entrepreneurship and being able to make your own schedule. Work from 9 o'clock in the morning till like 6 o'clock at night. If I want to go take a nap for an hour in the midday and then work a little later, it was awesome. Did a lot of knife classes. That was my big bread and butter. I think in the next few years, things are going to start picking up. It's picking up slowly. So, but yeah, I hope we
Pretty
can.
sure if you lived where common folk lived, you'd be flooded with people taking night classes. There, you live where it's like
Hey, somebody get my
population like
shovel.
a
It's
population
get
like a thousand, and so all
it.
thousands of people have already taken your night class.
But let me tell you something. My classes are so good. They come clear out of Idaho, Colorado, and California, and all over the city. People like driving down where they get some fresh air instead of Ogden.
I didn't say a city. I just said if you lived where common folk
Where
lived.
do you think I live? I am in the common folk. We just need to
You
look.
live where the BLM's over out there wrangling up these wild horses and they're running free.
I wish they'd leave them alone. We won't get into that. Let's not even talk about the BLM because then that blood pressure going up. But we just need to ed re-educate you and where you really live. Get you out of that city. It'd be less stress. See, if you were in my area, you'd be closer to Vegas and closer to everything else. So.
I mean, to be honest, eventually I'll probably own a house in Vegas because I'm there too much.
Hey, yeah, when I was a kid back in high school, when I was doing really good, I'd made a lot of knives during high school. That was my job. I took home school. I do my 4 hours in the morning, then I go out and work knife shop in dad's shop. There was weekends we'd go down every 3 months to a knife show or a gun show down there. I would on generally until 9/11, I'd walk around with 3, 4 grand in my pocket by the end of the show.
Yeah.
There's one show I cleaned up 8 grand as a 17-year-old. Eight
Yeah.
grand.
I would definitely move there. It's if you're traveling there, it's expensive as hell. Because they gouge tour. They didn't used to. When I was a kid, Vegas was a cheap
Yes,
vacation.
it was. It really was.
But not anymore. Now they gouge the hell out of them. But if you live there, you don't live anywhere near, the strip, and so, the prices are reasonable. But
So you're saying once you move to Vegas, we come bunk with Eric.
if we moved to, yeah, I moved to Vegas, then you're much closer. Like,
I'm not moving. No, that's too hot. Fat boys don't do good in heat, Eric.
really? Because I'm gonna move to Vegas.
Not this fat boy. Well, there's a reason I forged steel in the winter, okay? There's a reason I pray for 4 feet of snow so we don't have forest fires like we had this summer too, so. But
Yeah,
let's.
that Monroe fire by you guys
Oh,
was.
man, that was terrible. And that could have been 100% avoided if people would have took initiative years ago. But we're going to stop myself right there because that's just going to go off into a tirade and everything else. So I want people to listen, not go, oh my God. But all right, let's wrap this up. Is there anything you want to share? Words of wisdom, be in the business world, on a personal world. I mean, definitely don't let your knives get dull and don't be dull like me and just ramble.
I mean, you can see it, my personal branding, you can see it underneath my name, but I really mean it, which is dream bigger, live better. Like, everything starts with a dream, and when you pursue your dream, you're gonna live the life you
Dream.
want. Dream
This.
bigger, live better. I there's so much, that's my quote. This quote is not mine, but I'm going to share it anyways. And that is, make positivity louder. And I live my life every day with that. There's a lot of, there's a, hopefully it's okay that I can cuss for a second, but there's a lot of fucking negativity in this world.
Yes. I think we get away with a few curse words here and there.
I don't use it very often, but, You could be depressed every day if you just listen to everything that goes along every, especially if you watch the news every day and
I've actually I was listening to we'll throw this out here real quick. We've both been trying to get on the Sean Ryan podcast, which I told you earlier something really cool during my TikTok deal. But listening to him is like, I've been listening for about a year now. He quit l listening to the news, and I used to follow a lot of the news Facebook feeds and everything else on my face. And it's just like naked and naked. It's like, you know what? He's right. I unfollowed all of them. Granted, we're trying to get on the news station, like with Dr. Rob got me on, me and my daughter on here last fall. God, that's been a year. Wow. So, and the visibility and everything else, we need to get you on there.
Yeah, so there is so much negativity. So we need me, we need Michael, we need you listening. Like we all need to come together and be and make the positivity louder, drown out that negativity.
We need
Like
more campfire, more front porch. Like when we were kids, front porch, more campfire, sitting back and kicking back. Matter of fact, I think last fall we had a bottle of 22 salute, and when Sam would come down, we'd hang out around the fire and BS and just sip on a little 22 salute vodka and just chill. It was nice. We need more campfires, more front porch, less of this. I think that's a wrap. So are you good? Do you want to do anything more too, real
Yes.
quick?
No. Let's go. I mean, go check us out. 22salute.com, at 22salutebevco, the Veterans Connection. Like, yeah. Anyway, support any way you can, and whenever you do with your support, it's going to help vets and first responders.
Awesome.
And that's what it really matters to. So.
So this will be, you got Instagram, you got Facebook, the TikTok, everything else. So it's 22 salute,
We're on
right?
all platforms, LinkedIn, X, yeah, everything.
So hey, get you out there and get you a bottle of 22 salute. Enjoy prop and drink responsibly, folks. Don't be dumb. Don't be
And coffee.
dull. And coffee, because apparently I've had too much coffee today because I'm really buzzing because it's been a good day. So folks, as hey, we're gonna wrap up. Thanks again for joining me, Eric. Appreciate you taking your time. Tell your wife thank you again. And yeah, thanks again for joining us for another awesome episode
Thank
of
you.
Behind the Anvil with me and Eric. I hope we didn't bore your people to sleep.
It's
So
really about him.
no, it's about you. About you. It's about you. So, hey guys, as we say in the shop, stay sharp, America.